Blog Talk Radio.
We would render.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. I welcome you on behalf of Advent and Thursday. Welcome one, welcome all to this wonderful, wonderful evening that we can come to sit and fellowship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to thank God for what he has done for each one of us, you know, because I do know that we went out. Some of us went to work. Some of us went to the store. And our loving Father brought us back home safely. So we just want to give him thanks and praise. And we will just offer a word of prayer. Can you bow your head so that we can go in prayer? Father, we come again to you. Just want to give you thanks, Lord. Words cannot express our gratitude towards you for the love that you have for us. We saw it. We know that you are in the most holy sanctuary now, dear Lord, doing a mighty work. And we are asking you, Lord, to allow your blessings to pour upon each one of us tonight who join and enter to share and to give you praises, Lord. Father, if there is no other time, we need your love. We need it now. We need your comfort. We need your power. And we need the Holy Spirit, dear Lord, upon us. Father, we come to you this moment asking you as we surrender everything to you. Allow us, Lord Jesus, that we will look forward for your second coming and also to share with others. Bless us each one. As we give you the praise tonight, we pray again. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, again, welcome, welcome, welcome one, welcome all, welcome again. It is a pleasure and a blessing that, you know, we can join and to fellowship with one another. And therefore, this evening, our opening song, and I'm going to ask first my dear sister, 225. When the opening song sing, if she could read the scripture, our favorite scripture, right? And this song that we're going to sing for each one of us, because we need the Lord to draw us nearer and nearer to him. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. And he told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me narrow, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me narrow, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate we now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me narrow, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me narrow, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight offer single heart, that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draws narrow, narrow, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draws narrow, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Amen. Praise God. We are praying that the Lord will draw us nearer and nearer to him. And that is our hope this evening. I'm going to hope. Welcome again, my dear beloved. I'm going to open 225-337. Can you read the scripture passage for us at the time?
Amen. Amen. Good
evening. Genesis 1:29 and the last part of
30. Amen. Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I am grateful. I'm grateful, and it's a blessing to be able to read, to ask to read the word. So I'm reading. Amen. Genesis 1:29 and verse 31. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of trees yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And God said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading this verse. We may be saying we are reading this verse every week when it comes on Health Week. But there we, God said, you know what? We should read these things in season and out of season so that it will settle in our mind that we can know what our God do, you know, and what he had planned, his plan of salvation, and what he has prepared for us. So God said, behold, I have given us every herb bearing seed, everyone. So we know that our loving God loves us so much that he gave us the herb out there to help us. And that is in Revelation, right? And we also have it in 3 John now. People may say the Old Testament is die away with, but we turn to the New Testament. And it is found in 3 John 1, and I will read to your hearing. It said, the elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly from when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Yeah, what our Father said? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we walk in the truth this evening. God said he have no greater joy when he heard of his children walk in the truth. So this is an opportunity that my brothers and my sister who joined this line, that they, as they're walking in the truth and the things that they have done and the message that they have shared with their fallen brothers out there, this is the opportunity when we can give you the time, the chance that you can come, bring your praise report, some of the things that you have used, you know, let us make it spicy and, you know, that everyone, Lord, can join us. You know, God is good, so I will start to open my line. Something up go wrong here, just hope that everything will be all right. Okay. I just thought something. And so I'm going to open your line, sister. Okay, thank God. So Sister Leola is for you to really share. Yes, 225-337, your line is open. This is the moment. You have your time. Praise, we want to go on time, brothers and sisters. We here as we come together as one, you know, and we want to be temperance in everything we do, in our prayer, in our lecture, in our speech, everything be temperance, and that we can able to allow everyone to share in time so that we can get the speaker come on in time and do just what she has to do in time, and we all can have have a good rest, you know, even our family, speak, talking to our family, we can go at that time. So let us do not wait on the line, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, and don't say anything, because the opportunity is for each one of us to share. So this is the time. 225-337, your line is open. This is the time that you can share.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, my sister Powell, for opening my line. And I just want to thank God for what he has done. And we know, sisters and brothers, God answered prayer. So I want to thank God for the prayers he has answered. And I want to thank him for to give him praise, Simonis, because he say we ought to testify of the goodness, of his goodness. Because you know, no brothers and sisters, without God, goodness, and without him answering prayers, what could we do? It's nothing. But we are to give God the praise for answering prayer. So, Sister Powell, I just want to thank God for safe traveling mercy, going out, and the girl fixed my hair nice. I got the little twist, you know, like the natural hair, the little twist in my hair. And when I walk, Sister Powell, I can pull that hair up, and I don't have to worry about sweating it and all that other stuff. So I am so blessed for the Lord to allow us to go back to the natural ways of things. And I can just get that hair twisted up, and it looks just fine. I'm fine with that, and I'm grateful. And also, we have been praying, brothers and sisters, for my daughter and her project and her test. Maybe one day she'll come on, but she says she's tired. But God has blessed. And as she has been praying and asking the Lord for the blessing to pass that test, at least a B. But praise God, the Lord said she got an A. She got an A on a test, on a project. She got a B on a test. I'm praising God. You know, it helped her to settle down and not be so nervous about what she got, because she says she's in her master's, and she said if you cannot make nothing. She didn't want nothing lower than a B. So I'm grateful the Lord blessed her to be able to make a good grade, and now she can move forward. Now she's closing out school now. The children's last day was today, and her last day for this year is tomorrow. So it's a blessing that God has blessed her to get finished with everything, her school. And now she finished her college degree, and now her school. So I'm grateful to that. And I'm thankful for all the prayers that you lift up my husband, giving him safe traveling mercy. I'm just grateful, sisters and brothers, for what the Lord says, to give him praise. And so I'm thankful. And I'm asking for prayers to keep my sister, Rita. And I had another person ask me to give prayer for the young lady. I was at the beautician, and I told her she was crying. Today is her son's graduation, her only son. And she was crying. She broke down. And I told her, I said, I understand. And her son named, I don't forgot the name already, Carl, Sister Powell, the lady's son at the beautician. That's all I can remember. But pray for him, lift him up, that God would bless this child to know the Lord, and that she would give him some teaching and some understanding going out there in the world now that they graduation. And we're going to lift all children up on the prayer line tonight. Amen. All the youth. because they're graduating and now they're going out in the world for jobs and college. So let us just pray for them. And also lift up Jarvis, Ashley, all these requests we usually ask for. And thank you, Sister Powell. That's it. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. To God be the glory, great things we have done. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, and also praise report of Nicole and her success, both in school with her college degree. You know, God is so good, and also finish up her schoolwork, you know, and there she will have the time to rest and focus her mind more upon the Lord. So God is so good. So sure, we will be lifting up all these college students who have graduated, because now they are going into the world, you know, they are seeking jobs. So we have to pray for them so that God will pour out his blessings upon them. So thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. So brothers and sisters, can you press number one that you can share, you know, the time? We are 7:40. We're coming up for prayer, you know, so we are asking you all to share. And even in the midst, you know, we are in a pandemic. We want you to tell us, you know, some of the things in your testimony of praise, some of the things that you use to build up your immune system, because we know that God have given us the new start. You know, and the new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air rest, and trust in God. We are getting some wonderful sunshine out there. We are getting some raindrops that we see the blessings coming down, that we, our garden, we can start to prepare our garden to, you know, to plant our food, you know. So God is so good to us. So we have all these wonderful blessings that God have given unto us. So this is the time, Lord, where I'm asking my brothers to press number one and able to share the goodness of God and what he has done for you all. Okay, 804-238, your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Katie in Virginia. I have a prayer request for myself. I was doing some work, and I twisted my leg, and my ankle is swollen really bad, and my foot is swollen, and my knee is very painful to walk. The knee area is really hurting. So keep me in prayer. And also, I want to keep my son Dominique in prayer, and my daughter-in-law Autumn, and because she's been having some things going on. The devil's really been attacking her and Dominique and the house. And so I want to keep them in prayer, and my little grandsons, Hakeem and Jamar.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Katie, right? You finished, Sister Katie? Sister Katie, you're true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Katie, for sharing. Are you right? Even though you were out there in the garden, and what happened to your leg, your hankle is so lit. You know, God is able. He can do all things right here. So, sure, we will be keeping you in prayer for that soul and ankle, and that we know we have a great physician who is the healer, the sympathizing Jesus, and he is here and able to heal your leg. So we're going to stop a while for a minute and lift up sisters. These two prayer requests is here, and asking my brothers and sisters to press one that they can be able to share. But we're going to, in the midst, stop and offer a prayer. Lord, we come before your throne this evening, this blessed Health Reform Thursday. We want to thank you, Lord, for our brothers and our sisters who joined this moment. Father, we have listened to the praise report and the things that is happening. Even, Lord, we have to give thanks. Some of them may be sad, but we give you thanks for life. Now, dear Lord, we present your dear daughter, Sister Katie, Father, we ask you, Lord, to bless her, to keep her, to guide, and also to protect. Father, a report that she was working in the garden, and dear Lord, saw her foot, got ankle got twisted, and it is stolen. Dear Lord, you know everything. You know what's going on. And Father, you gave us the natural remedy, and I do know that your daughter had applied some of these natural remedy on her swollen ankle, and all she has to do is to retaliate it and rest, Lord. And Father, we know you are the great physician, so we ask you to touch your daughter so that she may be able to be made whole, that she will be made whole. We claim your promises because you said you wish above all things that your children will prosper and be in good health, and you want our children, your children, to be in good health. So we just want to thank you. We also lift up the Rick and Chris, Lord, of our dear beloved son, Dominique. You know everything about him, what is going on. You can do all things in his life. Allow him to surrender all to you and give it to you, dear Lord. And also lift up the grandchildren, Lord. You know them, Lord. We thank you for their growth and your protection towards them, and also the mother, dear Father, of these children. We ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings and allow them to search your scripture, read and study your word, trust you more, depend upon you, Lord Father, because you are their keeper. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you have done. And we hope that one day soon and very soon, dear Lord, all these things that we are hearing will not happen because you said these things will pass away. So we are looking for your second coming, and we have that hope that one day there will be no more sickness, no more pain, no more heartache, and no more prayer line that we can come to ask for prayer, because we will be living with you, Father. Help us that we have that hope. Bless us, we pray. We also lift up Sister Leola, giving praise, Lord, for what you have done, traveling mercies towards her, and Father, ministering to those who she come contact with. She's praying for her sister, dear Father, Rita, who, dear Lord, she was sharing the blessed Sabbath day to her, and also the new covenant that they were saying that is a new covenant that we are in. So, Lord, we thank you for the message that you have given unto Sister Leola, that she can pass it with her sister, and her sister is able to pass it with others, so that your message will go out to the world. So we want to thank you. Thank you for what you have done for Nicole, Lord Jesus, the success, Lord, with her grade, with her master's. Lord, you are so good. You said if we ask for wisdom, you will give it to us. So we just want to thank you. And her completion at the school, and with all these exams and tests for the children, Lord, we just want to thank you and just allow her, dear Lord, to just sit back when that time done and just to give you the praise, because you are the one. Father, we have been hearing all different things happening to the teacher. Just 1 week, a teacher in Jamaica just drop and die. They just go into the classroom and all of a sudden they took sick right in the classroom. Then they take them to the hospital. They died. Young teacher, principal, and teacher. 8 in a week, dear Lord. We do not know what's going on in the classroom, but dear Father, we place the classroom to you today. Lord Jesus, despite the teacher that will be out, we place the children in your care, Lord Jesus. We want to ask you to touch, repair the home that these children is in. So we ask you, Lord, to touch and to guide and to transform, dear Lord, so that these children will become a children of light without a children of darkness within them. So we place them to you. So we place every brothers and sister on this line here this moment. And we place our precious little children who we will be ministering to this evening by song, Lord. So help us to be faithful today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved who just joined, welcome to Advent Health Thursday. This is the moment you have the time to share your testimony, and let us all share and give praises and bring honor to you. So your line will be open. We ask you to press 1 so that your line will be open. 272-770, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. My name is Tamiko Preston from Pennsylvania, and I just want to give the Lord praise and thanks and honor and glory. He's so worthy to be praised. He takes such good care of us on this Health Thursday. So grateful to be on the prayer line with each and every one. And I'm grateful that he gave me safe travel and mercy to come back home safe and sound. So I'm very grateful for that. And I just wanted to say when I went shopping to Walmart to pick up some things, I took my steps to Christ with me, and I placed many books. And I met a gentleman that said he's very depressed and sad because his girlfriend is leaving him, and they have a little baby, and he doesn't want to leave her, but they had an argument, and now he just wants to commit suicide. So I stayed with him for a while, and I prayed with him, and I told him that God has a special purpose for him, and he should not be thinking of hurting himself or killing himself. And I told him if he reads the step to Christ, he will see Jesus is always there for us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So he should read the book, and he will get many blessings. And he took the book from me, and he said, thank you so much. And I took down his number because I told him if he wants to continue praying and maybe we can have a Bible study over the phone in the steps to Christ, that would help him and give him encouragement so he'll see the need to live and not to commit suicide. It's so sad. And he's only 22 years old. His name is Shaka, so I would like to ask for prayer for him, if you can lift him up in prayer. And also prayer for everyone on the prayer line this evening, for all my precious brothers and sisters, for you, Sister Powell, and your family, and Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kaja, Sister Leola, and her precious family. I'm lifting up all my brothers and sisters, Sister Katie. So I thank you so much, and I just wanted to share a little verse out my little pamphlet, 8 Amazing Steps to Optimize Your Health on this Health Thursday. And Proverbs 31, verse 17, it says, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. And it says, God designed you to be physically active no matter your age or your physical limitations. There is likely something you can do to increase your level of activity. In fact, as little as 30 minutes of moderate exercise 3 times a week can help to improve your heart health and aid you in weight loss, reduce stress, evaluate mood, and give you increased energy and more. Be sure to check with your physician before starting. And if you haven't exercised in a while, start slowly. The life you save could be your own. So I just wanted to share that with everyone and continue to have faith in the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, from that wonderful praise report. And this is praise report and also evangelizing, you know, giving all those steps to Christ. And that young man, he was depressed because of his baby mother, want to leave him. And you see what happened? That is the enemy, you know, want to do suicide. But thank God that you were able to be there to give him that book. So our prayer, my dear beloved, on this line, let us remember Shaka in prayer, that, you know, and also that little baby, and also the baby mother. And also the new start that my dear sister, as we were talking about, the 8 laws of health, new start, right? And Sister Tamika experienced that while she went for her appointment, her nutrition class, and that was one of their topic that they were doing. So God is so good, he's so great, he gave us everything so that we can be able to share with others. So thank you, my dear sister. God bless you. And I just give you all the praise that you give you all the praise that due to the Lord. 423-635, your line is open. I know you are my little singer for the children. So welcome. Can you tell your name?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our sisters can even sing that little song for children and more in your testimony and praise report. We just ask you. Thank
Amen.
You. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla. And we will, yes, bless the children in song. And we know songs are prayer, they're a weapon, and they're beautiful. And, you know, we should have peace. You know, as I sing in this songs, I'm having a smile on my face. They bring peace and joy also, and I pray that it will bring peace and joy for the children, the little ones, the big ones, and the in-between ones.
Amen.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are special in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen, amen,
amen.
And yes, Jesus loves all of us. Amen. We are beautiful in his sight, and I'm just thanking the Lord for a new day. I'm thanking him for his blessing, his mercy, and his love coming back from the camp meeting. It was a blessing, and it was actually wilderness survival. They had porta potties. They didn't have any shower out there, and we just had to learn to wipe up or get water. They had, you know, water and make the best of it. So this is teaching us how to do with little or without anything, and God just blessed, and I'm just ready for the next camp meeting. I haven't took out my tent or my sleeping bag out my car, and I'm ready for the next event, if God will. But I'm just thanking the Lord. I learned before I went to the camp meeting, it's a fruit or vegetable called kohlrabi. I'm hoping I'm saying the right name. K-O-H-L-R-O-B-I. And it's a part of a healthy diet. Kohlrabi can help improve overall metabolism and aid with weight. Kohlrabi is high in calcium and magnesium. It contributes to strong bones. In addition to other calcium-rich food source, the weight-bearing exercise, kohlrabi can be part of the strengthening bone density. And also, kohlrabi is known as a German turnip. So it's a turnip, but it's a German turnip. It is a cruciferous vegetable. Despite its secondary name, kohlrabi, it is not a root vegetable and does not belong to the turnip family. Instead, it belongs to the brassiosa or mustard family. It is related to cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. And I don't think I've had this before, but I got three of it when I purchased it. And it can be eaten raw. You can put it in soup. You can put it in salad. It has like it's a purplish color, and it have like, you know, things sticking out of it. But you cut and enjoy it. It's really good. It's like, you know, shaped like an apple, like a, you know. But it's really good and it's nutritious. So I just added that to my diet. So I just want to thank my brothers and sisters, and as the scriptures say, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So as our soul is growing, our spiritual man is strengthening. God wants our physical man to strengthen and to be in good health. So the mind can be able to learn, to understand, and to be able to properly use to spread the gospel. And our body, our feet need to be walked, and we need to be able to walk and go these places and not be out of breath. And we need to be in good shape so that God can use us and people can, you know, Satan can't come against us with our physical weakness or whatever it is. So God bless you. And thank you again, Sister Powell. As I'm taking this drive home from a friend's house, God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you again.
Yes. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for singing for the children and for the young children and for the big children. We want to thank you. And thank you for that wonderful report at the camp meeting. You said, oh, you are preparing for our next camp meeting. As we were looking and stating that few years ago, we have all have our camp meeting. And now for quite a while, because of the pandemic, we didn't have any. But we thank God that you was able to go to the camp meeting. And it also built your character, you know, because in the camp up there, we are not going to expect the comfort that we have in at our home. And we have to start to learn from now of the things and the crisis that is around and the things that we are going to face, Lord, you know. So we want to thank and thank you for that name. I did not get it spelled. I say K-O-H-L-O-R. Why is the other part? I did not get that. I do not know that. He says also belongs to the cabbage and also a turnip type. I don't know that fruit. So, you know, we will look for that fruit. And thank you for sharing. God is so good. He's so great. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you that God have given us as a people some wonderful, wonderful remedies, right? Both for the natural remedy for our meat and also for health. He have given unto us with the fruit that we have, and we have to make use of it. So I just want to thank my dear beloved sister for sharing. All right, brothers and sisters, this is the time that we are coming up in prayer, and we are asking you to be brief, brothers, because we want everyone to share, you know, and give thanks to the Lord for tonight at Reform Night. I think a line is here. I did not open. 857-505, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my dear brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God for his love. I'd like to thank God for his grace and his mercy, Sister Power. I'd like to thank God because he's a marvelous God, Sister Power. He's an awesome God. And Sister Power, I can do a prayer, my dear sister. And my prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. And please, Sister Power, let's pray for our dear brother, Javel, too. He's from Jamaica, so lift him up in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Javel's country. Pray for his country. Pray for Brother Javel's family members. Sister Power, lift up his family members,
yeah.
Brother Javel. And let me sing a song, Sister Power. Before I do a prayer too.
Brother Eli, I will let you sing this song another time. We have other people.
Yeah,
on the
Sister
Power.
Sister Power, he asked Sister Stephanie. He asked Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, can I sing before she speaks?
Yes. Okay, so I will let you sing after Brother Eli. There's a lot of people on the line and it's doing prayer, so I will let you sing this song with prayer, after prayer, okay?
Amen.
Amen. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. Just want to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, I just want to thank you for your endless love for us. You have been there for us before we knew of you, even though of the coming of you. We will forever thank you for your precious act of love, where you gave your son so that we could be part of you again. Jesus, my Savior, thank you for what you've done for us and for everyone else on this earth. It is because of you and your love, we can confidently say that you're loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh,
amen.
What a great God we serve. not because we are good, because you love us so much. And brothers and sisters, I stop by to tell you, I just experienced a lot in God, and God, His Son, because if it wouldn't have been things happening to me, I wouldn't have never found out myself. If I wouldn't have went through things, I wouldn't have found out. But always, you just call His name enough, and you go through things, or you believe in Him strong enough, you would be able to find out who God really is, or His Son, who He sent to aid you when you are in need. So I thank God for what He's done for us. Brother John, you're going to speak? Come on, we ain't got that much time. So I thank God for what we have, what He's done for us. So just ask for prayer for us and everybody on at Being Light. We love y'all. Amen. Hold on.
Amen. Hey, this is John, Brother John from Homer, Louisiana. I just say hello to everyone. Hope you're having a blessed day. And I've been learning some more things in the Bible wise as usual. And I like the one that asks, "You shall receive me then. Looking, seeking, he shall find." And I've been eating on some other things of the scripture and stuff like that.
Amen.
Yeah, just learning more scriptures and things. I want to get a few more scriptures that I learned so I can say them the next time I talk, maybe, because I will learn a few more and then I could just go ahead and repeat them on the prayer line next time. So God bless.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Yes, Brother John. God wants us to study the word, get the scripture, meditate on the scripture, that we can come and commune with others by sharing the scripture. What a blessing. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for joining. We know we have brothers and sisters on the line here. We welcome you on the line. If it's the first time you are on the line, we just want to welcome you, and we do hope that you will, you know, press number one if you want to share. You have the opportunity that you can share a praise report, and we just want to let you know that Advent Light welcome you on the line. And we know that you guys won't be any more stranger. We are one brothers and sisters. So we thank you for joining. And also, we thank those from the U.S., a lot of viewers from the U.S., Canada. We also have from the Netherlands. We have from Japan and China. You know, those are the ones who are following us. And we just want to welcome them. And we do that God will touch their heart and use them so that they will come to know you. And now is the time, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, that we are going into prayer, and we are asking our dear beloved brothers and sisters for the time here, you know, to bow your head or kneel if you have the, what if you are driving, please to keep your eyes on the road, you know, and we will call for a word of prayer. And I listened a while ago. I heard the wonderful children, Sister Brenda's little precious children was on the background, and I do hope they enjoy the song that our dear Sister Carla has sung for them, and I'm going to sing that little song for them again, and then I will go in prayer. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Yes, my little one, Jesus loved you, and so do we. Most and righteous Father in heaven, we come before you this moment, Lord, to just give you thanks
Father, words cannot express our gratitude towards you for each one of us who gather here at your welcome table. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our dear sister Carla. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Leola. We thank you for our dear beloved Sister Katie. Present her request, Lord, with her swelling knees, Lord. We also, Uncle, we present Dominique and also our grandchildren. We present to you Sister Tamiko, Lord, who is lifting up her children, Taiwan Kai and Keisha and Anthony and Dorothy, her mother and her church family, Lord, Juby and Elizabeth and Miriam and Rochelle and all the others and those who even Shaka, dear Lord, who she met today, Lord, and gave out that step to Christ, dear Lord, we lift them up to you. We also lift up our dear sister Carlo and giving praise, Lord, for the camp meeting and the things that she learned and all the brothers and sisters who were there, Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift up our dear beloved brother Eli, who is praying for Jaari, dear Lord, and his family members, dear Lord, Javel and Jamel and Pasco and Isma and Shamiko and all his mother Ruth, Lord. We lift them up. We lift up our dear sister Brenda and brother John and the precious children, her son and her daughter, her sister, Lord. We lift up Rita, dear Lord, who got the study from Sister Leola today. And Father, I do know that there was a study, dear Lord, that she enjoyed and she is sharing with others. Father, touch her heart. Lord, we also lift up, dear Father, our dear Sister Stephanie, dear Lord. Thank you for traveling mercy, Lord, to and fro. And we lift up our dear daughter, Kaja and KJ, Lord, as they are coming to the end in their school studies, dear Lord, their final. We ask you to, as the Holy Spirit will bring, the Holy Spirit will bring back to them what they have studied so that they can put it on their paper. We thank you for the great report with Sister Nicole. Finish our studies, Lord, and got a good grade, Lord, and we give you all the praise that's due to you. We also, dear Father, lift up the young man, dear Father, who is working on the house. Lord, you're so good. You're so great. You work endless, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving him the strength, Lord, that he can go and do, Lord, what you want him to do. So I just want to give you thanks. Lift up myself tonight, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings. We lift up our dear brother Rick, Lord. Elder Rick, continue to bless as he lift up Nicole, Ashley to you. He lift up his other daughter, his wife, and his family. And John, who is studying with, Lord, we lift them up to you. We lift up Brother Yude and the health store. We lift up Sister Melissa and the children, Brother Bernard. Dear Lord, you know everything and the ministry over in Arkansas. We lift them up to you, dear Lord. Let your work go, that your work is going on. We ask you to pour your blessings. You know every need, Lord, and you promise that you will supply our need. Lord, we lift up Dre to you tonight. Continue to bless him and keep him, guide him as a young man while he goes to work. Allow him that he will present you, Lord, and the study with Sister Leola with Dre. Allow him, dear Lord, to keep his eyes fix upon you. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You are so great. What can we do? We are more than trust you and believe that you are able and just to do all things. You are so good. You are so great. We thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your goodness towards each one of us. We thank you for the words that you have given unto us in your written words that you have given unto us so that we can search the scripture and believe that your coming is near. Bless us tonight and keep us this El Thursday night while we present the speaker to you, dear Father. We are asking you to allow the speaker, that the speaker will present words to encourage each one and our heart will be filled. We thank you for this wonderful message that you have given unto us. The health message is the right arm of the gospel, Lord Jesus. The health message is one to build our character, Lord. And also the health message is the one for this time that we will able to go outdoor to door to present your wonderful tips that you have given on to us so that we can share with others. Bless each one of us tonight, and thank you for a full house, Lord Jesus. You are so good. We lift up Sister Constance Nelly. Continue to bless her and keep her. Also, her grandchildren. She have our little granddaughter who got baptized this week, gone last week. We thank you for them. As young people, you are drawing them closer to you. We ask you to cover them under your blood. We also lift up her sister in the nursing home and also her brother in the nursing home. Bless and keep them. We lift up our ministers to you in our organization. You know everything about them. And allow them, dear Lord, as the light have been shining right through. And the message for this time, dear Lord, is supposed to be carried out to the world. What message? The present truth message. And what is the present truth message? The second coming of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is on his way coming. We are not planning or making any time, but he is coming soon. And the health message, Lord, is the gospel that we're supposed to carry. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to help us that we will be faithful, that whatsoever we do, we will bring honor and glory. And thank you for this wonderful everlasting gospel to go out and preach in this time, because we know that the crisis is done and serious thing is going to happen. So bless us and keep us, Lord, while we listen to the message tonight. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, speakers on the line, we're asking you to press number one that we can. We thank everyone for joining us on the line, and now is the time. We are asking you to get ready with your pen and your paper, Minister of Healing, and your Bible, so that we can. And if I don't see the speaker yet, if there is anyone, I think Brother Eli had a song, I will open it till the speaker come on, that you can do your song. Brother Eli. Want to give everyone the opportunity. 857-505, you said you'd like to sing a song. Can you sing a short song until the speaker?
Amen, amen, Sister Power. I just sing it for my dear Sister Stephanie. She will be blessed with that song. I can face tomorrow because he lives, because he lives. I can say I know I have a suit. Oh, empty grave, because he lives, because he lives. I give him my heart, sing it, Sister Power. I give faith to my sing it, Sister Tabby, go, Sister Power, because he lives, because he lives.
Is gone.
I know I have a because he lives, because he lives.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that wonderful song, because he lives, he can face tomorrow. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. Now is the time we're going to open the line for our speaker. 240-988, your line is open. 240-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell and Brother Eli, for that song. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. What promise, what assurance. Amen, amen. I will now go ahead and just continue just with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before and we just touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up. We thank you for each and every person that is represented on this line. We pray that you will allow the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us, Lord, so that the message that you have for us today will be one that will be life-changing, will be one that will be so infectious that we can't keep it to ourselves. We pray that your Holy Spirit will ignite us, touch my lips with coal, so that the message for today will be one that is coming straight from you, Heavenly Father, which will pierce our hearts and our minds so that we will be doer of the word. We will not have itching ears, but we will be able to walk, allow you to guide our steps and our path. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. We bless your holy name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I just want, I'm asking you, you know, continue to keep me in prayer. I had some appointments today. It was, you know, I got there safe. All went well, and I'm just so thankful. I know I've been telling you all about the citation that I had. I had to go to court yesterday, and let me tell you, I've been in court many different times for many different reasons, you know, for myself, for others, you know, as an intern when I was, when I was an intern at the courthouse. And so can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sure. Amen.
Just want to make sure. And so I went, and I'm telling you, that God was just good. You know, I mean, he is victorious in all things. It's kind of like I went in, and the judge, first of all, I couldn't find, you know, the room. I got there. I was supposed to show up at 10:30. I was able to get in there at 10:41, thereabout. The enemy was just raging and roaring and raising his ugly head, but God was victorious in it. And so I was there, and when God told us that he will confound our enemy, he will make our enemy our footstool, that's what God will do. Because I went in there, and, you know, all the people were, you know, they were placing all of these fines. During the time that I was there, it was about what they probably collected over $100,000 in fines. Right, because if you didn't show up, they would hit you with $2,000. Most person, if they did show up, they would hit them with $1,000, and then the judge will say, okay. They were like, well, I can't pay it. I don't have all of that money, and they'll drop it down to $500. But I know that many of them have not the process. Their due process were violated. I know many of them, but they didn't know that, right? And there is a scripture that says the people perish because of lack of knowledge. And so when she called my name, you know, I went up there and I said, you know, I would like a hearing, because what the judge was doing, she was just really giving only one option. So she was just like, are you here willing to pay the fine? She never said, do you want a hearing or you want to pay the fine? And so the court was packed. And so when it was all said and done, probably about five or six persons requested a hearing, and I was one of them. And so when I bought my my folder with all of my evidence and my pictures and everything, the inspector that wrote the citation, she was there, and her supervisor was there. And when I said I wanted a hearing, they walked out before me, and as I was walking out, because, you know, the court break, as I was walking out, they said to me, they came to me, and they were asking me, they were like, can we talk about it? Can we try to, you know, can we resolve, you know, talk, not resolve it, but can we talk about it before we go to trial, before we go to hearing? And I said, well, let me go talk to my attorney. I'll get back to you. So I spoke to my attorney. He didn't come with me, one of my church brother, but I was able to call him on the phone, and he had given me some information, things that I needed to point out. And so in that moment, I was like, okay, all right. And so I talked to him. He said, nope, don't talk to them. Don't tell them. Just see what they want. And so when I talked to them, they wanted me to have a continuation. They were like, well, did you? They were in front of the judge. They were confused. Like, they were saying, oh, it was abated, meaning it, the jobs were completed. One was saying one job was completed, and the other one was saying one another job was completed. The attorney said to them, which is the state attorney, was like, what is going on? I'm confused. And I looked, I said, God, you just so good, okay, just confusing them with their frivolous foolishness. And at the end, you know, I went out, I told, you know, told my church brother, who is the attorney, what was going on. And he was like, okay, you know, gave me the pointers and stuff. And when I went back in here, she said, first, I mean, I went in there, she was just staring at me. Like, I could tell that, you know, she was just, you know how you know when someone is just piercing, looking at you. And I said, look, go ahead, Holy Spirit, because I sent the Holy Spirit before me. And let me tell you, there was about five persons to have a hearing. And she said, oh, she is not having any more hearings for the day. This was not even 1 o'clock yet. She said, we're going to break for lunch, and we're not no longer going to have any more hearings. So she said to me, when can, she said, you know, are you able to come back on June 15th? I was like, no, I have an appointment. So she said, well, you have the appointment all day? I said, yeah. She said, in the morning? I said, all day. So she said, July 20th. So she rescheduled the hearing for July 20th. And another attorney was there representing someone, and they were like, this is such an inconvenience. Why can't we just wait and get it done? But I knew God was working, right? And I was like, look at you, God. You know, you can shut doors. You can open doors. And I just felt a sense of peace. I had asked the inspector, I said, can show me your evidence. They did not have anything. They were like, well, we'll show it to you when we go to hear it, you know. And so I just said, God, thank you. We got a little bit more time. Courtney's out there doing some marvelous work. I just actually finished painting the mailbox. So everything is moving according. And I just thank God for his wonder-working power. And I just had to share that during this time. And so continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for those inspectors, because what we now know that they're trying to make money. They issued a lot of these citations at the end of the month, right? It was the 27th of September. And so I actually asked the judge. I said, well, they wrote me four citations, and I asked for four hearings, but I only received two. So she was like, I only have two in front of me. That's what the judge said. She said, this is all I have. And so when I went back outside, the inspectors were saying, don't tell them, don't say nothing about the two. You know, that's not going to be here. And, you know, and she's only going to do the two that's here. And I went to the clerk because the attorney told me, go check with the clerk. I went to the clerk. And she couldn't find the two that they said that they have. So she was like, what is this? We can't find anything. I was like, God, you are so awesome. You have promised to take care of us, to supply all of our needs. Be strong and of good courage. I am with you. Amen and amen. So I just wanted to share that. So here we go. In the ministry of healing. All right. Amen and amen. We are going to look at I'm in development and service. I'm in development and service, and we are going to look at singleness of purpose. What is it? Singleness of purpose. Let's see what we have for the ministry of healing. It says, in the life of Christ, everything was made subordinate to his work. So that judge was under my heavenly Father, right? Because I pray, and I said, God, please send the Holy Spirit to confound. And I'm telling you, it was just, it was so, to me, I knew it was a miracle. I really knew. Even the judge could not continue on because the Spirit was just moving, right? And so I thank God for that. It says, in the life of Christ, everything was made subordinate to his work. The great work of redemption, which he came to accomplish, and the same devotion. Sister Paul, I'm hearing some feedback. And the same devotion, the same self-denial and sacrifice, the same subjection to the claims of the word of God is to be manifest in his disciples. Everyone who accepts Christ as his personal Savior will long for the privilege of serving God. I'm going to read that again. Everyone who accepts Christ as his personal Savior will long for the privilege of serving God. Contemplating what heaven has done for him, his heart is moved with boundless love and adoring gratitude. He is eager to signalize his gratitude by devoting his abilities to God's service. He longs to show his love for Christ and for his purchased possession. He covets toil, hardship, sacrifice. The true worker for God will do his best because in doing so, he can glorify his master. He will do right in order to regard the requirements of God. He will endeavor to improve all his faculties. He will perform every duty as unto God. His one desire will be that Christ may receive homage. I'm going to read it again. He will do right in order to regard the requirement of God. He will endeavor to improve all his faculties. He will perform every duty as unto God. His one desire will be that Christ may receive homage and perfect service. There is a picture representing a bullock standing between a plow and an altar with the inscription, ready for either, ready to toil in the furrow, or to be offered on the altar of sacrifice. Is that you, beloved? Is that me? This is the position of the true child of God, willing to go where duty calls, to deny self, to sacrifice for the Redeemer's cause. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalms 84, verse 11. That deserved for me to read it again. Amen. Repetition deepens the impression of the soul. It says, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. Now we're going to trickle on over here, a higher experience. We're going to go into a higher experience. And I'm going to go to the privilege of prayer. That's 507 through 509. And let me go back here. I was remiss to give you that page where I read from. It is page 501 to 502. Amen. Amen. And I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing. All right, so here we go. We are going to go into the privilege of prayer. I can't read this enough. Amen. Because I know that the effectual, James 5:16, when we confess our faults one to another, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avail it much. That is so comforting to me. When I was going to the courthouse, I was a little antsy, right? And I prayed, and I was calling my mother, and I was asking her to pray, and other individuals were praying for me. And when I went in the courthouse, I felt a sense of peace that came over me. And as my daughter is in college getting ready to end her first year or second semester, a lot of, not only her, but a lot of these young people are going through anxiety. They're panicking, you know what I mean, because of just all of this test and everything. And so I ask you to lift Kaji up in prayer as we ask God, as we know that the privilege of power, the privilege of prayer is a wonderful opportunity. And so we know that he can take away anxiety. He can take away fear. he can do all things but fail. So let's see what we have, what our Heavenly Father has in store through the through our prophetess, Ellen G. White, for us today. The privilege of prayer. We too must have time set apart for meditation and prayer and for receiving spiritual refreshing. We do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom in all respects placed in the same position twice. I'm going to read that again. We are seldom in all respects same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through where past experience cannot be sufficient, cannot be a sufficient guide. We must have the continual light that comes from God. Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. On the night of the agony, in Gethsemane, the sleeping disciples heard not the voice of Jesus. They had a dim sense of the angel's presence, but lost the power and glory of the scene. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, they failed of receiving the evidence that would have strengthened their souls for the terrible scenes before them. Is that us? Do we fail to recognize the presence of the angels? Do we fail to recognize the evidence that God is providing us with strength for what is to come because we're sleepy, we're drowsy, we're distracted? Thus today, the very men who most need divine instruction often fail of receiving it. Because they do not place themselves in communion with heaven, the temptations to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. I'm going to read that again because the enemy, Satan, has over 60 snares. The temptations to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. Dangers beset every path. Those who are seeking to rescue others from vice and ruin are especially exposed to temptation. In constant contact with evil, they need a stronghold upon God, lest they themselves be corrupted. Short and decisive are the steps that lead men down from high and holy ground to a low level. In a moment, decisions may be made that fix one's condition forever. One value to overcome leaves the soul unguarded. One evil habit, if not firmly resisted, will strengthen into chains of steel, binding the whole man. I'm going to read that again. One failure to overcome leaves the soul unguarded. One evil habit, if not firmly resisted, will strengthen into chains of steel, binding the whole man. The reason why so many are left to themselves in places of temptation is that they do not set the Lord always before them. When we permit our communion with God to be broken, our defense is departed from us. Not all your good purposes and good intentions will enable you to withstand evil. You must be men and women of prayer. What? Not all your good purposes and good intentions will enable you to withstand evil. You must be men and women of prayer. Your petitions must not be faint. Your petitions must not be faint, occasional, and fitful, but earnest, persevering, and constant. It is not always necessary to bow upon your knees in order to pray. Cultivate the habit of talking with the Savior when you are alone, when you are walking, and when you are busy with your daily labor. Let the heart be continually uplifted in silent petition for help, for light, for strength, for knowledge. Let every breath be a prayer. Let every breath be a prayer. I'm telling you, I was praying fervently. I was at the feet of God, at the throne of God's feet, at the feet of God's throne, right? I think that's more like it, right? And I was petitioning him for every moment. I'm petitioning my God of heaven. Everything that is happening, I'm like, God, you have to take this wheel. Amen? It says, every breath be a prayer. As workers for God, we must reach men where they are. Surrounded with darkness, sunken in vice, and stained with corruption. But while we stay our minds upon him, who is our sun and our shield, the evil that surrounds us will not bring one stain upon our garments. As we work to save the souls that are ready to perish, we shall not be put to shame if we make God our trust. As we work to save the souls that are ready to perish, we shall not put to shame if we make God our trust. Christ in the heart, Christ in the life, the atmosphere of his presence will fill the soul with abhorrence of all that is evil. Our spirit may be so identified with this that in thought and aim, we shall be one with him. It was through faith and prayer that Jacob, from being a man of feebleness and sin, became a prince with God. It is thus that you may become men and women of high and holy purpose, of noble life, men and women who will not for any consideration be swayed from truth, right, and justice. All are pressed with urgent cares, burdens, and duties, but the more difficult your position and the heavier your burdens, the more you need Jesus. Oh, mercy. That is going to be repeated. All are pressed with urgent cares, burdens, and duties, but the more difficult your position and the heavier your burdens, the more you need Jesus. Amen and amen. It is a serious mistake to neglect the public worship of God. The privileges of divine service should not be lightly regarded. The privileges of divine service should not be lightly guarded. I know for the last 2.5 years, we were not able to be able, the church was shut down, right? And so we lost that privilege. The privileges of divine service should not be lightly regarded. Those who attend upon the sick are often unable to, Those who attend upon the sick are often unable to avail themselves of those privileges, but they should be careful not to absent themselves needlessly from the house of worship. In ministering to the sick, more than in any merely secular business, success depends on the spirit of consecration and self-sacrifice with which the work is done. Those who bear responsibilities need to place themselves where they will be deeply impressed by the Spirit of God. Those who bear responsibilities need to place themselves where they will be deeply impressed by the Spirit of God. You should have as much greater anxiety than do others for the aid of the Holy Spirit and for a knowledge of God, as your position of trust is more responsible than that of others. You, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, you should have as much greater anxiety than do others for the aid of the Holy Spirit and for a knowledge of God, as your position of trust is more responsible than that of others. Nothing is more needed in our work than the practice, than the practical results of communion with God. I'm going to read that again. Nothing is more needed in our work than the practical results of communion with God. Have mercy. We should show by our daily life that we have peace and rest in the Savior. I'm telling you, I had peace and rest being up in that courthouse. Amen. I have peace and rest going through my storms and my crucibles, my trials and my tribulation, my issues and my circumstances. My aching body, I'm telling you, I have peace and rest in the Savior. His peace in the heart will shine forth in the countenance. It will give to the voice a persuasive power. Communion with God will ennoble the character and the life. Men will take knowledge of us as of the first disciples that we have been with Jesus. Men will take knowledge of us of the first disciples that we have been with Jesus. This will impart to the worker a power that nothing else can give. This will impart to the worker a power that nothing else can give. Of this power, he must not allow himself to be deprived. We must live in a twofold life, a life of thought and action, of silent prayer and earnest work. The strength received through communion with God, united with earnest effort in training the mind to thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties and keeps peace under all circumstances, however trying. How beautiful is that? It is so beautiful that it needs to be repeated. The strength received through communion with God, united with earnest effort in training the mind to thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties and keeps the spirit in peace under all circumstances, however trying. I'm telling you, I had some trying experiences today. We had some individuals that treated us like, you know, very discriminatory. However, strength received through communion with God. Prayer, beloved, allow us to say the right thing. Allow us to show Christ's character through us. Allow us to give honey and not vinegar. The strength received through communion with God, united with earnest effort in training the mind to thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties and keeps the spirit in peace under all circumstances, however trying. I know for me, if I'm not having my communion with my God in the morning before I leave out of here, it just seemed like, not that it just seemed, all things go haywire. Everything seemed like it's going wrong. And so we have to make sure that we are in constant, earnest prayer and devotion and communication with our Heavenly Father so that we can find peace in all situations, in all of our circumstances. All right? All right, Sister Powell. Okay, I'll just continue and just read this last portion from the Divine Counselor. I'm still in a higher experience. So if we want to get up higher with God, there are things that we have to do, right? We cannot be caught slumbering. We cannot be caught being distracted, right? It says, the Divine Counsel, when in trouble, many think they must appeal to some earthly friend, telling him their perplexity and begging for help. under trying circumstances, unbelief fills their hearts, and the way seems dark. And all the time there stands beside them the mighty counselor of the ages, inviting them to place their confidence in him. Jesus, the great burden bearer, is saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Shall we turn from him to uncertain human beings who are as dependent upon God as we ourselves are? You may feel the deficiency of your character and the smallness of your ability in comparison with the greatness of the work. And I'm on page 512, 513. Without me, ye can do nothing, says the Lord and Savior. John 15, verse 5. The results of all we do rest in the hands of God. Whatever may betide, lay hold unto him with steady, persevering confidence. I need to send this to my daughter. It says, the results of all we do rest in the hands of God. Whatever may betide, they lay hold upon him with steady, persevering confidence. In your business, in companionship, for leisure hours, and in alliance for life, let all the association you form be entered upon with earnest, humble prayer. You will thus show that you honor God, and God will honor you. Pray when you are faint-hearted, when you are desponding. Close the lips firmly to men. Do not shadow the path of others, but tell everything to Jesus. Reach up your hands for help. In your weakness, lay hold of infinite strength. Ask for humility, wisdom, courage, increase of faith, that you may see light in God's light and rejoice in his love. Ask for humility, wisdom, courage, increase of faith, that you may see light in God's light and rejoice in his love. Sister Powell, you want me to stop here or you want me to continue? You may be on mute, Sister Powell.
Yeah, you still have a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I will continue. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to read just five. Okay. Thank you. Consecration, trust. When we are humble and contrite, we stand where God can and will manifest himself to us. He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessing. He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessings. He will more than fulfill the expectation of those who trust fully in him. The Lord Jesus knows just what his children need, how much divine power we will appropriate for the blessings of humility. And he bestowed upon us all that we will employ in blessing others and ennobling our own souls. We must have less trust in what we ourselves can do and more trust in what the Lord can do for and through us. You are not engaged in your own work. You are doing the work of God. Let me say this again. You are not engaged in your own work. You are doing the work of God.
Okay.
Surrender your will and way to him. Make not a single reserve, not a single compromise with self know what it is to be free in Christ. The mere hearing of sermons, Sabbath after Sabbath, the reading of the Bible through and through, or the explanation of it verse by verse, will not benefit us or those who hear us unless we bring the truths of the Bible into our individual experience. The understanding, the will, the affections must be yielded to the control of the Word of God. Then through the work of the Holy Spirit, the precept of the Word will become the principles of the life. As you ask the Lord to help you, honor your Savior by believing that you do receive his blessings. All power, all wisdom are at our command. We have only to ask. Walk continually in the light of God. Meditate day and night upon his character. Then you will see his beauty and rejoice in his goodness. Your heart will glow with a sense of his love. You will be as if born by everlasting arms. With the power and light that God imparts, you can comprehend more and accomplish more than you ever before deemed possible. I'm going to read that again. Continually in the light of God, meditate day and night upon his character. Then you will see his beauty and rejoice in his goodness. Your heart will glow with a sense of his love. You will be uplifted as if born by everlasting arms. With the power and light that God imparts, you can comprehend more and accomplish more than you ever before deemed possible. And here ends the reading for tonight. I pray that you are blessed. I know that I was blessed. I'm getting ready to send this. This is the Holy Spirit working, because I'm getting ready to send this to my daughter, right, so that she can know that through Christ, as he's warning and sharing with, not warning, but he's giving us all of this, these gems, these love letter that he has for us, that once we tarry with him, right, once we abide with him, once we are humble, once we give it all to him, he will work it all out. We cannot do anything through our own strength, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.
Okay, can you lead a prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're just so thankful for this message. We're so thankful, Lord, that we are to be in communion with you in constant prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for even the opportunity to come before you and lay our petition. We know we're heathens. We know that we are not worthy. But you told us to come to you. You told us to ask and it will be given unto us. You told us to give us your burdens and our cares, and you will take care of us. So we ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord, to fall afresh on us, Lord. Give us your character. We pray and we plead. We're begging, Heavenly Father, that you will give us the heart of humility, of patience, of grace, so that we can emulate your character to others. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. We ask you to bless each and every person that is representing on this line, our children, Lord. We pray, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, let Kaja feel your presence even right now. Touch her from the corner of her head to the sole of her feet, and all of her young people. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will go beside them and just hold them in your arms so that they know that they can't do anything without you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this is a message, you know, and we have the book, Ministry of Healing, especially the last portion, the privilege of prayer. And I'm actually encouraging my brothers and sisters to go back and read these wonderful promises, these wonderful love letters. And tonight we have a few more minutes, my dear beloved. And sister, if you have a question, something that you didn't understand, you know, a comment, I'm asking you to take off just a *6 and then press 1 and you can ask the question direct to the subject that we have, this direct to the subject that we heard a while ago. You can take *6 off and then you can press 1 and you can ask a question and then we will close. And I just want to thank everyone for joining. It's a wonderful, wonderful privilege that the Lord has given unto us that we can study his word together and more that we can walk continually in the light of God. And the only way to walk continually in the light of God is to study his word, feed upon his word, and be able to hear with others. So if you have a question or query, you can pick it that weekend. You can ask Sister Stephanie before we move. We just have a few minutes, brothers and sisters. We want to be temperance. And I give God thanks and praise that he's allowing us, you know, to follow his principles and that we will be able to, you know, do what is right in his sight. So if there is no one else, I see everyone sat in the bar is comfortable. And I just want to thank everyone tonight again for joining. And remember, tomorrow night is Sabbath. We are asking every one of us to join. We offer us to have a nice, wonderful Vesper service tomorrow night to give God the praise and thanks for what he has done for us during the week. And I thank everyone for joining. So continue to pour your, ask the Lord to pour out your blessing, and we will just close. I heard somebody at my door. So far, I'm just going to close with a prayer. Father, we just want to thank you again for each one. Bless us and keep us and help us to be faithful tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I will just end out with a song.